1 Corinthians chapter 14. Follow after charity and desire spiritual gifts, but rather that you may prophesy. For he who speaks in an unknown language does not speak to men, but to Elohim, for no man understands him, yet in the Spirit he speaks mysteries. But he who prophesies speaks to men for edification, exhortation, and comfort. He who speaks in an unknown language edifies himself, but he who prophesies edifies the assembly. I wish that you all spoke in languages, but rather that you prophesied, for greater is he who prophesies than he who speaks in languages, unless he interpreteth, so that the assembly may receive edifying. Now, brothers, if I come to you speaking in languages, what shall I profit you, unless I shall speak to you either by revelation, by knowledge, by prophesying, or by doctrine? And even lifeless things giving sound, whether pipe or harp, unless they give a distinction in the sounds, how shall it be known what is piped or harped? For if the trumpet shall give an uncertain sound, who will prepare himself for battle? So likewise you, unless you utter by the tongue words easy to be understood, how shall it be known what is spoken? For you will speak into the air. There are, it may be, so many kinds of voices in the world, and not one of them is without signification. Therefore, if I do not know the meaning of the voice, I shall be to him who speaks a barbarian, and he who speaks will be a barbarian to me. Even so you, because you are zealous of spiritual gifts, seek so that you may excel to the edifying of the assembly. Therefore, let him who speaks in an unknown language pray that he may interpret. For if I pray in an unknown language, my spirit prays, but my understanding is unfruitful. What is it then? I will pray with the spirit, and I will pray with the understanding also. I will sing with the spirit, and I will sing with the understanding also. Or else, when you shall bless with the Spirit, how shall he who occupies the room of the unlearned say Amen at your giving of thanks, seeing he does not understand what you say? For you truly give thanks well, but the other is not edified. I thank my Elohim, I speak in languages more than you all. Yet in the assembly I had rather speak 5 words with my understanding, so that by my voice I may teach others also, than 10,000 words in an unknown language. Brothers, do not be children in understanding, yet in malice be children, but in understanding be men. In the law it is written, with men of other tongues and other lips I will speak to this people, and yet for all that they will not hear me, says Yahshua. Therefore languages are for a sign, not to those who believe, but to those who do not believe. But prophesying does not serve for those who do not believe, but for those who believe. If therefore the whole assembly is assembled in one place, and all speak in languages, and there come in those who are unlearned, or unbelievers, will they not say that you are insane? But if all prophesy, and one who does not believe, or one unlearned comes in, he is convinced by all, he is judged by all. And thus the secrets of his heart are made manifest, and so falling down on his face, he will worship Elohim and report that Elohim is in you in truth. How is it then, brothers? When you are assembled, every one of you has a psalm, has a doctrine, has a language, has a revelation, has an interpretation. Let all things be done for edification. If any man speaks in an unknown language, let it be by 2, or at the most by 3, and that by course, and let one interpret. But if there is no interpreter, let him keep silence in the assembly, and let him speak to himself, and to Elohim. Let the prophets speak 2 or 3, and let the others judge. If anything is revealed to another who sits by, let the first hold his peace. For you may all prophesy one by one, so that all may learn, and all may be comforted. And the spirits of the prophets are subject to the prophets. For Elohim is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all assemblies of the saints. Let your women keep silence in the assemblies, for it is not permitted for them to speak, but they are commanded to be under obedience, as also says the law. And if they will learn anything, let them ask their husbands at home, for it is a shame for women to speak in the assembly. What? Did the word of Elohim come out from you? Or did it come to you only? If any man thinks himself to be a prophet or spiritual, let him acknowledge that the things that I write to you are the commandments of Yahshua. But if any man is ignorant, let him be ignorant. Therefore, brothers, covet to prophesy, and do not forbid to speak in languages. Let all things be done decently and in order.